Okay, good evening. Tonight's Maral comes again from the beginning of the Parsha. Rivka, who's having trouble with her pregnancy, so she goes to seek out Ledroshes Hashem to find out what's going on. And the prophecy that she receives back is Shnei Goyim Bivitnech. You have two nations in your belly, in your womb. Shnei Lumim Mimeachi Pered, and these two nations will separate after they are born. The word Goyim, nations, is misspelled in the Torah. It's spelled with two yuds. Shnei Geim, as if it would be pronounced, if we actually pronounce it as it's spelled, Gimel Yud Yud Mem. And of course, the Masor is to read it Goyim, as if it's a Vav, but it's not spelled that way. And Rashi comments that that's to be darshan, the fact that it's written in the wrong way with two Yuds. Rashi says, Geim Ksiv, to be read as if it means two haughty or proud ones. From the word Ga'avar, are those who are strong and proud. And the two nations that are going to come from you is to reflect that. In what way does that reflect these two nations of Edom and Yisrael? Rashi says, Elo Antoninus v'Rebbe. This refers to the two great leaders of the Jewish people, of Rebbe, and of the world of Edom, of the Roman world of Antoninus. How are they so great and proud and strong? Shelo posku me al shulchanam, that they never had lacking from their table, lo tznoin v'lo chazeres, not radishes, not chazeres, some type of other form of vegetable, lo bimos hachamav, lo bimos hagishamim, not when it was the rainy season, not during the summer, they always had radishes on their table. So you see these great nations, the nation of Klal Yisrael, the nation of Rome, they had radishes, always, all year round. What in the world does that mean, asks the Maral. Why is that a reflection of Gayan, these strong, proud, almost haughty-like nations that had radishes all year? What's the significance of that? The Rashi says, Chazal, quoting from Chazal, that that's the significance of the word Gayim in the Chumash. Says the Maral, it's nothing to do with food. Well, I shouldn't say that. It's nothing to do with radishes. Says this, the representation of Rebbe and Antoninus were reflective of the nations of Klal Yisrael in Rome. They have a certain characteristic, these two great nations, that they are game, they are proud people. They're choshev, yesh lahem chashiva, says the Maral, a special significance that these two nations have. Nefesh choshev yesh lahem. And you could see that in the way that people carry themselves. And one of the ways that you see in the way that that's done is in the way that a person eats. The way that a person eats and the type of food that a person eats. A person can eat b'chashivas. They could eat foods that are chashiv and in a way that is chashiv. Or they could eat achiloso kebehema ve'eno machshiv atzma. A person can eat like an animal, eat food like an animal. He's not machshiv himself. He doesn't give himself the significance to sit down, to have a meal. In the way that he eats and the types of foods that he eats signifies a type of chashivas. And you can see, you go to certain people's homes, and you just, the way the food is presented, there's a certain chashivas. It's not a matter of how much money it costs, it's a matter of the way it's presented and the way that a person eats in the presence of chashiv people. You don't just, you know, there's a difference between eating in a dorm with a bunch of guys on a Tuesday night and going out to a fancy meal. The way that you eat is different. Rome, Edom, and Klal Yisrael have a chashivas hanefesh, in which they know that there's a certain way that they have to eat. And that's reflected in the food that they have. A tznon was always present, says the Maral. This is reflected when the Gemara says in the beginning of Avodah Zarah that the nation of Edom, harbe shvokim tiknenu, harbe mechtsaos tiknenu. They had many bathhouses and many shvokim, many shuks, many marketplaces. They did that. The Gemara says, why? Kidei hakol aden nafsham, in order to indulge themselves. They were a people who understood certain delicacies in life. The idea of having a merchatzah, a bathhouse, that you should be clean, you should be appropriate, there should be a shuk, there should be a place to go, a market. And he writes, Vokimo Yishmaelim, you don't find that amongst the Yishmaelim, She'enim makbidim al ma'acholam, v'al malbusham, v'al machzoseim. They're not makbid on their food, they're not makbid on their clothing, they're not makbid on their bathhouses. It's a different culture. But Rome had that. Rome would build, he says, magnificent buildings, magnificent structures. They cared about that. There's a chashivas. And you find the same chashivas in Klal Yisrael. A Talmud Chacham, the Gemara says, walks around with a stain on his shirts. You're not allowed. It's also to walk around. Kilo mischayiv benafsho, for walking around. How could you walk around without a sense of chashivas? Do you recognize who you are? A descendant of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, you can't walk around that way. You have to walk around recognizing what type of person you are. And therefore, that reflects itself in the way you eat, the types of food you eat. And both Rome and Klal Yisrael had that characteristic that you don't find amongst all other cultures and nations of the world. And he explains, that's why when Rebbe dies, At the end of his life, the Gemara records he held up his fingers to Shemayim, and he said, "You could be made; the heaven and earth can testify about me." Shafilu be'etzba kitana lo nehanesi. I did not receive any hana'ah, any pleasure from anything in this world. So the Rishon already asked the question on Anant, Rabbi, how can you say that? The Gemara says about you, which Rashi just quoted, you had radishes at your table all year round, summer, winter, you never were lacking. And you're the one with radishes on your table, such a delicacy, you're going to say you never had any hana from anything in the world. Says Rav, yeah, he's not talking about getting hana. He's saying, I had radishes on my table because I was the representation of Klal Yisrael. I was the Nasi of all of Klal Yisrael. My table was going to be a Melech's table. Shulchan shel malachim. And a king's table has delicacies on it. A king's table looks in a certain way. So of course I had radishes on my table. And at the same time, I could say, says Rabbi, on my death, but I didn't get any hana from anything in this world. No pleasure from this world. Everything was kulu l'shem shemayim, despite the fact that he had his radishes, because he was teaching us, his descendants of Klal Yisrael, shnei goyim bevitnech, not just goyim, but geyim. And a Jew has to understand the chashivas of what it means to be a Jew, because the Edom understands it. Edom, which is always Rishlaim and Rome, always parallel each other, always one up and one down and one up, understand what it means to have a nefesh chashit, to have a nefesh that has a fine taste and carries oneself with an understanding of royalty. Royalty doesn't just walk around and doesn't do things, always does things in a specific way. So says Morel in the language of Rashi on Shnei Goyim, Geyim Ksiv, Rebbe and Antoninus.